Dramatis Personae. Once the war was over, Jubal Rabruansa Perustek Alsain Balveda Damtsaif had herself put in long-term storage. She had lost most of her friends during the hostilities and found she possessed little taste for either celebration or remembrance. Besides, Shah's world returned to haunt her after peace resumed, filling her nights with dreams of dark and winding tunnels, resonant with some nameless horror. The condition could have been treated, but Balveda chose the dreamless sleep of storage instead. She left instructions that she was only to be revived once the culture could statistically prove the war had been morally justified. In other words, when sufficient time had passed, peacefully, for it to be probable that more people would have died in the foreseeable unlikely course of Edirne expansion than had in fact perished during the war. She was duly woken in AD 1813, along with several million other people throughout the culture who had stored themselves and left the same revival criterion, most with the same feeling of grim humour as she had. After a few months, Balveda auto-euthanized and was buried in Jubal, her home star. Fal and Gistra never did get to meet her. The Quirl Zoralundra, spyfather and warrior priest of the Four Souls tributary sect of Far Nidir, was among the survivors of the partial destruction and capture of the Edirne light cruiser, the Hand of God 137. He and two other officers escaped the stricken craft while the mountain-class GCU Nervous Energy was attempting to take it intact. His warp unit returned him to Sorpin. Interned briefly by the gerontocracy there, he was traded for a nominal ransom on the arrival of the Edirne 93rd Fleet. He continued to serve in the intelligence service, escaping the schismatic second voluntary purge which followed the Hamomdan withdrawal of fleet support. He reverted shortly afterward to his earlier role of combat logistics officer and was killed during the twin Novi battle for control of Arm 1-6 toward the end of the war. After joining Galsel's raiders on Vavach, Jandra Legelli became a relatively trusted lieutenant in the mercenary captain's band, eventually taking command of the company's third ship, the Control Surface. Like all the raiders who survived the hostilities, Jandra Legelli had a profitable war. He retired shortly after Galsel's death, during the Seven Strata battle sequence in Uruach, to spend the rest of his days running a freelance life counselor college on Moon Decadent in the Sin 7 system of the well-heeled gallants of the Infinitely Joyous Acts reformed. He expired, pleasantly, if not peacefully, in somebody else's bed. The drone, Unahar Klosp, was fully repaired. It applied to join the culture and was accepted. It served on the general systems vehicle Irregular Apocalypse and the limited systems vehicle Profit Margin until the end of the war, then transferred to the orbital called Erbil and a post in a transport systems factory there. It is retired now and builds small steam-driven automata as a hobby. Staff Le Prionsa Falshield in Gistra Dam Croze survived another serious climbing accident, continued to outguess machines millions of times more intelligent than she was, changed sex several times, bore two children, joined contact after the war, went primitive without permission on a stage 2 uncontacted with a tribe of wild horsewomen, slaved for a dirigible hypersage in a Blockstayer airsphere, returned to the culture for the drone Jace's transcorporation into a group mind, was caught in an avalanche while climbing but lived to tell the tale, had another child, then accepted an invitation to join Contact's Special Circumstances section and spent nearly 100 years, as a male, as emissary to the then recently contacted million-star anarchy of Sovelet. Subsequently, she became a teacher on an orbital in a small cluster near the Lesser Cloud, published a popular and acclaimed autobiography, then disappeared a few years later, aged 407, while on a solo cruising holiday on an old Draazon ring. As for Shah's world, people did go back to it once, though only after the war was over. Following the departure of the Clear Air Turbulence, aimed rather than piloted out by Perestek Balveda for an eventual rendezvous with Culture Warcraft outside the war zone, it was over 40 years before any craft was allowed to cross the quiet barrier. When that ship, the GCU Prosthetic Conscience, did go through and sent down a landing party, the contact personnel concerned found the command system in perfect repair. 8 trains stood, flawless, in 8 out of the 9 perfect and undamaged stations. No sign of wreckage, damage, bodies or any part of the old changer base was found during the 4 days that the GCU and its survey teams were permitted to stay. At the end of that time, the prosthetic conscience was instructed to leave, and on its departure, the quiet barrier was closed again forever. There was debris. A dump of bodies and all the material from the changer base, plus the extra equipment brought in by the Adirans and the Free Company, and the husk of the Choihertsi warp animal, all lay buried under kilometres of glacial ice near one of the planet's poles, compressed into a tight ball of mangled wreckage and frozen, mutilated bodies. Among the effects cleared from that part of the defunct changer base which had been the cabin of the woman Kira Hell, there was a small plastic book with real pages covered in tiny writing. It was a tale of fantasy, the woman's favourite book, and the first page of the story began with these words: "The Jinmoti of Boslin II." The mind, rescued from the tunnels of the command system, could remember nothing from the period between its warp into the tunnels and its eventual repair and refit aboard the GSV No More Mr. Nice Guy, following its rescue by Peristek Balveda. It was later installed in an ocean-class GSV and survived the war despite taking part in many important space battles. Modified, it was subsequently replaced into a range-class GSV, taking its slightly unusual chosen name with it. The changers were wiped out as a species during the final stages of the war in space.